We are learning Masech this Gittin, the Chav Beis and Aleph. And we're beginning three lines in the bottom of Chav Aleph and Beis. So the Gemara, Koshvu al Cheres shel Otzitz Nokuv. If you wrote the get on the Cheres, it's on the pot, basically, the container that's holding the Otzitz Nokuv. Otzitz Nokuv is like a plant that has a hole on the bottom of a flower pot, and that gives the Inika from the ground. So this Cheres was made out of earthenware, is the earthenware Otzitz Nokuv. You wrote the get on the Cheres. So it's kosher. The Shokul Lev Yav Le'Nele. You give the whole Kli Cheres to the Isha, and it's a good get. And Rashi explains that you're not worried that you might want to tell the Isha, you know what, just crack off the get and give me the rest. Because you don't do that. You don't break off a piece off a Cheres because then it ruins it. So you're not going to ruin the Otzitz. So you gave the whole Otzitz. We're not worried about Mechusa Ketzitza because there, you're not going to break off a piece of this flower pot. Al Allah shall Otzitz Nakiv, but if you wrote it on a leaf of Otzitz Nakiv, you wrote on a leaf of this flower that's growing in this flower pot. So Abaye Amar Kasha, Abaye says Kasha, Rav Amar Pasul, Abaye Amar Kasha, why the Shakal Levi Yala Nele? You give the Isha, the man gives the Isha, the whole flower pot, the whole flower, and therefore it's a good get. Rav Amar Pasul Gzeir Shem Yiktan. We're worried he might say, you know what, crack off the leaf that gets written on and give me back the flower pot. And that's Mechusa Ketzitza. So therefore we say, even if you give the whole entire flower pot, it's not kosher because you might crack off that branch. That's the Mechlekes Abaye v'Rava. So there's two points just to speak out. Number one is that Rashi says that by the Cheres, the only reason why it's not a problem with Mechusa Ketzitza is because you're not going to cut it off. Why are you not going to cut it off? Because you're not going to break your flower pot. But if not, then it would be called Mechusa Ketzitza. So it come out lefi Rashi, that even a otzitz she'ena nakuv that has a flower in it, which means a otzitz that the flower pot does not have a hole in it, and a flower is growing in it. So the halacha is, you can't give the get on the flower. Why not? Because I might crack it off. It's only by a cheres, so I'm not going to crack it off. But here, I'm going to crack it off. It's nothing to do with mechuvah lekarka. It has to do with something that's more usual to crack off. But that's what Rashi Shita is. And that's Mashal's diet from Rashi like that. But Toisvis, on Dav Chafal Hanbeis, a long Toisvis, one of the Shitas there, the first Shita, Rabbeinu Shmur, Rav Shvam holds, that the whole din of Mechusa Ketzitza is only by Bali Chayim or Mechuvah Lekarka. It needs to be something that's alive or Mechuvah Lekarka. So feed Toisvis, the reason why, feed Rabbeinu Rav Shvam, the reason why Cheres is not a problem with Mechusa Ketzitza, because that's not a Bali Chayim or Mechuvah. So even if you have to break it off, it's not a problem with Mechusa Ketzitza. And also, by the case of the flower, it's only a problem if it's otzitz nakuv, so it's called mechubar. But if it's not called mechubar, it's not called something mechubar lekarka, it would not be a problem. I'm going to crack off the flower. Therefore, nafkaminim Rashi, Rashbam and Rashi lemais is. By the way, Tosis has a very Tom holds like this Rashi and others also. Tosis doesn't bring down Rashi. The Mashal of Daik that Rashi is like that very Tom. Chalik is Rashbam and very Tom, Rashbam and Rashi. And nafkaminim B is someone has a big piece of cloth, big piece of parchment. He writes to get on part of it. And he plans on cutting off part of it. Is that called Mechusa Ketzitza or not? Tfidur Rashbam, it's not called Mechusa Ketzitza, why not? Because Dafik Bala Chayim Mechuvah Lekarka. Masha Inkin, according to Rashi, it will be part of Mechusa Ketzitza. What? It is. No, so we'll talk about that. So that's Machlekes, if you know, here the Shaila is, you might Shema Yiktoim. Not because there's a problem giving the flower pot, the problem is Shema Yiktoim. So on Shema Yiktoim, we're saying, according to Tosfos, Shem Yiktim is only something that's Ksidim Mechuvah Lekarka. According to Rashi, Shem Yiktim is no matter what. So why do I say Otzitz Nakuv? Because it's an Otzitz Shem Nakuv also. They're saying the Chiddush of Abaye, it's still kosher, even by Otzitz Nakuv. Now, so what you're asking me is a different question. You're asking L'chayra, here, when I give the flower pot to the Isha, it's still Mechuvah Lekarka. So we had a problem. You know, in Kosher Mechuvah Lekarka. Now I get a Mechuvah Lekarka. So on that, the Ran speaks out that here it's not a problem with the karka. And it's very simple because we explained yesterday, why can't you give the whole karka? We said because we learn from Sefer, it has to be Dov Atolish. So the Maisa, this thing is called Atolish also. He asked the Kasha, the Ran asked the Kasha, reading the Ran says, Tamani La Baya, my kosher. Why is it kosher? Rabbana, my apostle, like Elam Shabu Gzerishim Yiktaim. Asked him because it's Pasha Tam Chubber. And for the Ran answers like this: V'nichli, the afagav, the badli in Shabbos, toilish shava. In Shabbos, if I move the flower pot, it's toilish taka. But legabe, I feel hakadin didn't get in loy mikri because of tlisha. If she always a tlisha, ain't in the keres klal. It's not nicker. Ve'ain tzarach ma'isa. You know, he doesn't need a ma'isa. That's not called mechubar that needs a ma'isa. It's nitim ayad ayad. It doesn't do anything. Therefore, it's not a problem that mechubar. The whole problem is shem yiktum. And that was what I was showing him. What's the problem of shem yiktum? Because the Ravan Abayish of shem yiktum. That's the shayla. Nu gemara. Otzitz shel echad v'zroam shel echad. Let's say you have a flower pot. The otzitz, which means the flower pot, belongs to one person, belongs to Reuven. And the zroam and the plant inside it belongs to Shimon. So Macher Baal Otzitz of Azram, the Baal Otzitz wants to sell his flower pot to the one who owns the flower. Kivin Shem Mashach Kana. Once you do Mashicha Yikaina, just a little Agdama, that Metaltalim is Nikna B'Mashicha, which means you have to pull it or pick it up, that's Hagba, that's the kind of Metaltalim. Vashenken Karka works with Kesef and Shtar and Chazaka. That's how you make a kinyan on karka. So here, this otzitz, the otzitz is considered metatlim. That means the flower pot is considered metatlim. Mashenkin, the zrom inside is considered karka. So he says, if the baal otzitz sells to the baal zrom, says, here, I'm selling you the flower pot, kivin shemasha kana. Mocha baal zrom, the baal otzitz, loy kana, achi yachsiv zrom. Mashenkin, if the baal zroim sells his chelek to the one who owns the flower pot, I'm selling the flower to the flower pot person, loy kana, achi yachsiv zrom, to you to make chazaka. Let's say it's Otzitz v'zroam shel echad. Let's say they both belong to one person. He's selling the whole thing to someone else. So there, it depends. Hichzik v'zroam, it menech hazaka in v'zroam, so kona otzitz. You kona otzitz automatically. Why? So the Gemara says, it's kinyan aga. V'zui shishaninu, nechosim sh'en lehem achrayis, niknim im nechosim sh'en lehem achrayis. V'kesev shtar v'chazaka. It's a halacha that if you buy a piece of karka, and with you can make the kinyan of a karka, which is what kesar chazaka. If you buy it together with metaltalim, at kinyan agav the metaltalim nikna with it. It comes with it. You kinyan it with it. So here, since you made a chazaka in the zraim, which works with chazaka, so you get the otzitz as well with kinyan agav. But you made a chazaka in the otzitz, you get nothing. Hichzik ba otzitz af otzla kinyan. Why? Because chazaka doesn't work on metaltalim. At yachzik bezraim. So now, what does it say? It says, if you make a chazaka on the zra'im, you automatically kind of the otzitz alt kinyan aga. Mashenki, if you make a chazaka on the otzitz, that doesn't work. You have to make a mashicha. So therefore, the only way to get it is by making a chazaka on the zra'im, then you kind of that agab. Now, Tosfos
speaks...
What?
How can you make chazaka on
zra'im? What does chazaka mean? You know what chazaka means? I didn't explain it. Chazaka means that, let's see, you dig a little bit. You dig the zra'im a little bit. The zra'im is the plant. You dig it a little bit. That's a chazaka. If you dig a little bit.
Why is this wrong not the top one?
Because it's mechubar lekarka. It's mechubar lekarka, it's an otzitz nakav. It's otzitz nakav, that's why it's called mechubar lekarka.
Until you go to the Jewish forest, you buy a pot and all the flowers in it.
Right, you have to take chazaka on the thing. So usually you give money. Most people pay for that stuff, so they have kinyan kesef anyway. Kinyan kesef works on karka. Yeah, kinyan kesef. Rashi speaks out of it. Don't want to give money. If you give money, then obviously you don't have to do any nichesh or idir, which Rashi speaks out. It means pruning or digging. That's called the chazaka already. Right, the only way you coin it is if you make. Now, I just want to speak out Tosfos. We said it works with Kinyan Agav, that if you make a chazaka on the Zeraim, the flower pot comes long. So Tosfos, Tzarech inim, Tzarech loyma Agav, v'koni k'moy ba'alma. Do you have to say that? Hashem ha'chol loy Tzarech, the kivin the Tzarech otzitz l'Zeraim, since the Zeraim needs the otzitz, bottle Agav Zeraim. Maybe it's bottle Agav it, and maybe there, you don't even need Agav maybe, because it's mamish a part of it. It could be you don't need kinyan agav. That's the shayla Tosfos class. Here it's maybe better than agav because the otzitz is servicing the zra'im. Maybe it's even better. It's not a regular karka and metaltalim that are coming along. Here it's mamash one thing. Tosfos class, the shayla, he's not 100% sure how to learn this kinyan agav. Valkapanim, that's what's going on here. Chazaka is on the karka. The zra'im is in karka. And the only thing that works there is kesef shtar chazaka. Mashenki, the otzitz is metaltalim, works from a shicha. Nala halacha. Nikvay ba'aretz. Talking about otzitz nakuv, like we said, otzitz nakuv, which means a flower pot that has a hole in it, it's considered mechubar lekarka. So let's say you have the nekev is ba'aretz. This plant, the hole, is connected to Eretz Yisrael. But noifay is right on the border. But noifay and the leaves and the branches are b'chutz la'aretz. They're going to chutz la'aretz. And we're assuming that both these things have yenika. It gains sustenance from the ground through the nekev and through the branch. So what's the halacha? Are you chayiv in ma'aser or not? So buy on my basa nikvay asdin. You go basa the hole. If the hole is in Eretz Yisrael, good. Then you go basa Eretz Yisrael. It's my chayv ma'isa. I don't care if the knife, if the branch is in chutz la'aretz. Rava on my basa knife asdin. You go basa the knife, basa the branch. So Gemara explains like this. Bid esroish, if there's a root going from the pot into the ground, that's not a shaila. That's pasht, you go bust the root. But the esroish is kind of like pligi. There's no machlaikas. Of course, there, if it's a karkar hetzshol, you chayiv. It's pashut. That's not a shaila. You don't go bust a knife when it's mamish mechub lekarka. When, like Rashi says, mechub mamish loretz. The machlaikas is when there's a hole, but there's no roots going from the hole into the ground. So, we keep pligi with esroish, then the machlaikas is if you go bust a knife or you go bust a nekev. Right, the Gemara with Eshel Pligi, you don't find a machlekes by a case where it took root. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Shtei Ginois, it's a Mishnah Bamitzia, the end of Bamitzia. Shtei Ginois Zu Gabzu. If you have two Ginois Zu Gabzu, you have two gardens, one on top of each other, which means one is a higher level than the other one, and it's like a cliff in between one and the other one. And out of that cliff, which is the bottom of the higher one, there's a yerek growing out of it. The yerek bein tayim. So basically, this yerek, this vegetable, is growing out of the ground of the higher one, but it's hovering over the lower one. So what does it say in this Mishnah, in Bamatziah? Rameya Imer Shel Elyon. Rameya says that it belongs to the upper garden, because it's coming out of his ground. Rav Yehuda Imer Shel Tachton. It belongs to the Tachton, because it's hovering over his land, over his gina. So here you see clearly, a machlokes, even though it took root, but you see, there's one man the Yama says you go bust of the knife, not bust of the root. So you see, it's is machlokes by the Eshresh. Zok the Gemara, no. Really, you always go bust of the root. There's a new reason. Hasan Kriktoni Taima. Each one has their own reason. Omer HaMeir, which Mishnah speaks to that himself. Omer HaMeir, Ma Amir to El Yelitos Afroi, Ein Kan Yerek. The top one says, you know what, if I took away my land, then you wouldn't have any Yerek. And Omer Yehuda, Ma'am Yirtza Tachton L'Malos, the bottom guy could fill up his land, and then the Yerek would be gone also. L'Malos says, it's Ginasi Afar, Ein Kan Yerek. So that's why it's Machlokes. What do you look at? Which guy has a Taina? And so that's why there, it's not Machlokes. Avada, usually you go by sort of Shirish, you go by sort of Ruth. But here, each one has a Taina that I can completely knock out your Yerek. Now, Taisha speaks out, you know, it's the first, a mist of these Tainas. But Kesakadayt of Taisvis, that this Omer HaMeir was just not the Iker Atam. It was just, you know what I'm saying, but it's not the Iker reason. Okay, so that's not right. Now, another kasha, Vakati, but Eshla, Pligi is no Machlokes by Shairus, Vatayim to Nebraisa, Elon, Maksosai Ba'aretz, Maksosai Bechutz La'aretz. You have a tree that's halfway in Eretz Yisrael, halfway out of Eretz Yisrael. The loch is that all those fruits are Teva Vachulim Urav and Zamazah. They are all Tevel and Chulin, which means Chulin is not Chayav and Meiser. They're Tevel, which is Chayav and Meiser, and Chulin is not Chayav and Meiser, mixed together. And what's the difference with Ravim? It comes out, you cannot take any Meiser from somewhere else on this, and you can't take Meiser from this on something else, because this thing is a mix. So this, the only way to take it is to take on itself. You take Meiser off itself. It's the only way to do it. The Rebbe. Shemuel says, no. Whatever's growing in Eretz Yisrael is Chayiv. A Gadol V'Ptor is Potter. Now, what exactly is the case? We say, what Shemuel is saying is, there's a Gadol V'Chiyev, there's a Gadol V'Ptor, what's going on here? My lab, so words like this. My lab, you know what the case must be? That mixas noifei ba'aretz, or mixas noifei b'chatz la'aretz. Which means, we assume right now, that let's say that all the roots are in Eretz Yisrael. And both these bandi yama hold, you don't go bust the roots. You go bust the knife, you go bust the branch. And the machlekes is, when a branch is sticking out in the chutz la'aretz, do you separate the branch in half? Like the pears that are in chutz la'aretz are chutz la'aretz, the ones that are in chutz la'aretz shol. But it sounds like kuli alma, you don't go bust at a shayrish. And therefore, it's a kasha on the mania. Oh, we said before, everyone agrees that loy pligi, go bust a shayrish. Here we find two tanoim and say, both of them hold, you don't go bust at a shayrish. And the whole machlekes is, when you go bust a knife, is it a mix or is it separate? So it's a kasha. You see, even by shayrish, there's a machlekes. Zog tomorrow, loy, no. Mixas shroshim ba'aretz. Vada here has shroshim. You don't look at the branch. You go bust a shroshim. So what was the case here? Mixas shroshim ba'aretz. Mixas b'chatz la'aretz. The tree was mamish on the border. Part of the roots were in Eretz Yisrael. Part of the roots were chatz la'aretz. So the Tchor Rebbe's homes are right. If both roots are feeding the tree together, so it's bade tevel and chulim urav zevazet. What's the doom? Chaykes. Rebbe says that's Meravim. Meravim, you take a Maisa on itself, but you can't take on something else, because you can't take it on a Vada or on this. Can't take it on a Vada. So here, the question is here, that if the roots are one half Chutzar, half Eretz Yisrael, so Rebbe is right, that it's mixing together the Yenika. So my time is Shemar Gemil, what's Shemar Gemil? The Mavsek Tzumah, the case here is, there's a rock a rack going up to ground level, there's a solid rack, and roots are going on two sides of this rack. So therefore, they are not crossing each other, and therefore we have roots in Eretz Yisrael and roots in Chutz La'aretz. And according to Shulchan Aruch, it separates the tree in half. That's why. So half the tree is Eretz Yisrael, and half the tree is Chutz La'aretz. My time with the Rebbe, it's like tomorrow, the Halda Arve, because the Maisa, after it gets above ground and it gets into the trunk, it mixes together. So my commitment, it goes to Machlekes, Marasava Avirim Avalbel, or Marasava Sava Avdekoi. Rebbe holds, once it reaches the Avir, it mixes. Masha'enkein, and even though all the Shirashim in the ground is completely separate, when it goes up into the Avir, which goes above ground and through the tree, through the trunk, it's Marav. Well, my sovar, the other man holds, no, that that it stays separate and it's not mevalbel, it's mixed. And therefore, it sits in the cella in between, the rack in between, whatever's on this side is Eretz Yisrael, whatever's on this side is Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mishnah, it's in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mishnah, Reimer, Ein koisvim, loyal niyar mochuk, loyal difterop, reish yochel is daiv. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot write a get on a piece of parchment that could be forged. And either Naya Machuk, that's partially before, which is already erased, or Al Diftara. We'll see what Diftara is in a second. He holds that Diftara, you cannot write on Diftara, why not? Because it could be forged. So no, Mar doesn't talk about exactly all different type of klaf. Omar Abchia bar Asim Shmedullah. Gimel Oyrosheim. There are three type of Oyros, three type of hides or skins. Matzah, Chefa, and Diftara. Our Mishnah is talking about Diftara. There's three levels. Matzah, Chefa, and Diftara. And we'll see there's another level also. We'll talk about that when it's finished the Gemara. Matzah, Chefa, and Diftara. Matzah is Kemashmoy, which means very plain. A matzah is just flour and water. So here it doesn't mean flour and water. Here it means that the Oyrois are plain. The Loy Meliach, you didn't soak it in salt. The Loy Kemiach, you didn't soak it in flour. With Loy Ofetz, and you didn't soak it in gold juice, gold juice. So that's what matzah is. Now, my hilchasa. So what's matzah separate? How is it separate from the other ones? Lo yitzah Shabbos. It has a different shear when it comes to yitzah Shabbos. V'kama shi'ura, what's the shear? Kiktana Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, lotzur mishkel ketana. The usual thing, you use this cloth, this part, this wasn't really parchment because it was not worked on. It was not processed. Therefore, they used it to cover a mishkel. A mishkel is a weight. And the weight could get chipped and lose its weight. The weight could, the smallest little nick ruins the weight. So you used to wrap it in a piece of parchment. So use this matzah parchment, which has not worked on at all, not processed at all. So that shear that could cover a mishkel ketana is already chashuv enough for itzah Shabbos. The kama, what's a small mishkel? Amabaya ki river the river, a quarter of a quarter of the pumpadisa. The quarter of a quarter weight of pumpadisa. So that's matzah. What's chefa? Chefa is the meliach. It's salted, v'loy kemiach, but no flour, v'loy offit, so no gulst, not juice. So it's processed very little bit. So my hilchasa, it's all Shabbos, kama shiurah ketanan, or k'delasis kemiah. They can make a kemiah out of that piece of parchment, so they use this unprocessed ark parchment for kemiahs, and therefore that's the shear for it's all Shabbos, enough shear to make a kemiah. What's diftara? Diftara is the third level, is the meliach. You salt it, soak it in salt, the kamiach, and flour, lay off it, but no gulnut juice. L'may hilchasa l'tzah Shabbos. V'kama shi'urei, what's the shir? You lift the love as a get, to write on it a get. And we'll go according to the Rabbanon who hold, the Macham Achshirim will argue on Rehudim and Seira, and hold the latter write a get on a piece of diftara. So that's the three levels. You have matzah, chefa, and diftara. Diftara is almost fully processed, and you can write a get on it according to this braisa, and that's the shear of itzah Shabbos. The question is that we're missing the fourth level, klaf. Klaf is something that you can write a sefer Torah on. It has to have also has to have afatzim also. So Rashi asks the question, and Rashi is a miu klaf gomer de meliach v'kameach v'afas lo yishmei ar. That's not called ar. That's called klaf. It wasn't counted. Here's three oyros. This is a klaf. And what's a shear? Zog Rashi v'shiuru t'nam v'mitzayayin klaf t'ilichtvet by parasha katana sheva tefillin. Enough to write tefillin. Ava diftara in a kosher tefillin. Therefore the shear is beget. So diftara is get, but klaf already is the fourth level. That has to be enough to write a parasha katana. So the four things are matzah, chefa, diftara, and klaf. Tosis has a little bit different formulation to answer why it's not one of the fourth. Tosis speaks out shalosh oiris peres v'kotzus klaf gom lechosh v'adayos me'or. So Tosis all the oiri le'moni v'adayos klaf v'shem v'hedit tanan. That's on first the mishta. The other thing that not someone first could don't say chayfa in the mishta. Here it says clearly klaf k'dei lechosh v'adayos me'or. So therefore it didn't say it here because that's on first the mishta.